This is Maya from Inspired Life. Welcome to December Numerology Forecast. So let's get to it. Welcome if you're new here. My name is Maya. I'm a lifestyle designer. And on this channel, I talk about personal development, law of attraction tips. I share my monthly numerology forecasts, meditations, EFT tapping, and more goodness to help you manifest your best life. So if these are the topics that interest you, come join the family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button to get notified when I upload next. Alright, so today I'm talking about December numerology forecast. I'm going to start with the general vibe of the month and then give you 5 tips on how to make the most of it. So grab a cup of coffee or tea, get cozy, and let us get started. As usual, I have to remind you that this is the general vibe. I always encourage you to check out your personal numerology, as that will give you more insights on where you are in your personal cycle. So this month is actually in perfect alignment with the energy of the last month of this year. As we are nearing the end of 2022, December is also marking the end of a chapter that started back in April. So December is number 9, which is all about completing unfinished business and letting go of all that is no longer serving you. So it is time to wrap it up, see where you can tie up those loose ends and get ready for the new year. So it's the perfect timing to close this chapter before the year ends so we can have a really good fresh start when 2023 comes. So here are my 5 tips on how to make the most of this month. First thing I would say is let go of anything that is no longer serving you. And how do we know what that is? Basically anything or anyone that is draining your energy. The key here is to really clear that space, cut those cords, and really make a clean break, because you don't really want to bring that into the new cycle that is coming up. So whatever does not feel aligned with your highest good has to go. And if this is not super obvious for you, it will become obvious this month. That's what usually happens when we are in the energy of 9. All of the things that we are sweeping under the rug and just hoping they will magically go away kind of come and stare at us in our face, and we have to deal with it. And it's good to deal with it, because when you consciously and deliberately let go of all the things that are draining you, that no longer feel aligned, you can then choose something different. And it can feel overwhelming, but I really encourage you to go for it, to face all of the things that are throwing you out of alignment. Once you do that, you can invite fresh new things to come in and refocus your energy much easier. But don't freak out. Take a nice deep breath in. Let's do it together. Now, doesn't that feel good? When we breathe out, when we let go, we feel lighter, and it's easier then to focus on what we do want in life. So the sooner you do this, the quicker you can welcome new things, better things to come into your life. So don't procrastinate. And honestly, it will probably be very difficult to postpone this, because as I said, the energy number 9 kind of really brings those things up. And when that happens, it's really necessary to take action and just do it. And remember, endings are also new beginnings. So when you close one door, a new one can open. So it's all good. If there's anything in your life that you're not happy with, make those changes. It will get better once you do, because that way you are showing up for yourself. You are showing the universe that you are ready to embrace good things in your life, and you can get back into alignment much easier. My tip number 2 is quit a bad habit, okay? Again, letting go of all the things that are not working for us. So if that's maybe changing your diet, starting a morning ritual or bedtime routine, changing things up in some way. Quit watching Netflix or quit eating carbs, whatever that is for you. Make that decision and start small. You don't want to feel overwhelmed, because those little habits that we do every day can really lead to big transformations, and you can literally change your life just by changing your habits. You don't have to wait for the new year to begin to make those changes. I know we usually start with New Year's resolutions, but you can start to because the energy of December is perfect for that. So I would really encourage you to go for it. Start today, start this month. So when the new year comes, you will be already a brand new person and you can really make those changes in your life already. All of these little steps that you take this month will lead to a brand new beginning when 2023 comes. And you can just keep going, actually, because by that time you will have new habits in place. My tip number three is review the past. Okay, so it's December, it's the last month of the year, and I don't know about you, but I always like to look back and see, you know, what were the highlights of this year? What were the things that helped me grow? What are the major lessons that I learned? What could have been better? What changed me? So you can ask yourself the same questions and do some journaling on it, because once you have it all on paper, you will see that maybe this year was better than you thought. Maybe there were some valuable lessons that you learned from your experiences. And also you can see what were the things that were holding you back and that you don't want anymore. So take some time to really write it all down and see what 2022 was really about. And I would especially emphasize the period from March or April, because March was number 9 and April was number 1, which is when the new cycle started that we are just closing. So perhaps there were some things back in April that you started and now you are seeing results. Take a look at that period and see what were the seeds that you planted back then, and then review where you are today and if you are already seeing results. And if you're not, that's okay, don't worry, we have a fresh start coming up. So you can review and see what strategies worked and what didn't, so you can make those changes, okay? It's never too late to start again. And especially this month, as we are closing this chapter, it's also good to prepare for the future. And I would say really focus on long-term goals and where you see yourself in the next 9 to 10 months, let's say. So you get to choose what you bring with you in the new cycle. My tip number 4 is practice forgiveness. Forgiveness is such a wonderful technique that you can do to release any stuck energy. So if you've been feeling stuck in any way, see where you are holding any negative emotions, such as anger, frustration, and even guilt about some things that you may have done that you don't feel good about. I recommend you check out my forgiveness and cord cutting practice. I'm going to link it here so you can check it out. It's a 10-minute practice that you can do as many times as you need, really, to forgive those that have wronged you and yourself. Sometimes we are not even aware that we are holding some grudges or that we are feeling bad about some things that we have done in the past. Both are important to let go, because when we release those lower vibrational emotions, we can then realign with the positive ones and invite more goodness in our lives. Trust me, you will feel lighter and it will be much, much easier to manifest all that you desire once you let that go. I personally practice Ho'oponopono, which is all about forgiveness and gratitude. I have a video on that topic, so I will link that as well so you can check it out. Honestly, it's been really helpful in my life to simply let go of those emotions that I'm holding on to, and then I can really invite all the good things in my life much easier. So try it out and see what happens. Trust me, you will feel much, much better. And my tip number 5 is declutter your life, and that means your physical and mental space. Again, I feel like it's totally in alignment with December, as we are saying goodbye to the old old year, it's a good time to do that decluttering in your home space, as well as your inbox and your mental space. Perhaps clearing some limiting beliefs with, you know, EFT, Theta belief clearing, meditation, breath work, whatever technique works for you. These are my favorite practices that I do and always recommend. But of course, pick the things that you resonate with the most. Obviously, it has to feel good. Think of it in this way. As Marie Kondo would put it, anything that does not spark joy has to go. And that can mean getting rid of clothes that no longer fit you or that you don't feel aligned with anymore, reorganizing your home space, unsubscribing from lists that are filling your inbox that you are actually not reading or that feel overwhelming, donating things to charity, which is something that I always like to do. It just makes me feel good. And also, you know, I'm clearing my space. So if you've been feeling stuck in any way, this is really the easiest way to clear that energy. And once you clear your space, the energy will flow much easier and you will feel so much better. So it's really worth it. I encourage you to give it a go and see how it feels. And if all of that feels super overwhelming, hire a specialist to help you or meet up with a friend and do it together. Help each other out or find an accountability buddy. That also helps, so you don't have to do it alone, because yeah, it can be sometimes overwhelming. I get it, but it's really worth it. And of course, for the healing part, you can either do it on your own. There are a lot of videos on YouTube. You have a lot of tools already here available to you and it's absolutely free. Or you can hire a healer or a coach to help you work through those issues so you can clear your mental and energy space to feel better. And all of this is such a wonderful preparation for the new year, so you can really welcome a new beginning with a fresh new energy. I mean, altogether, this month is really preparing you for the new year. So release all the things that are no longer serving you so you can realign with your highest good and manifest exactly what you want much, much easier. All right? I'm sending you loving support to make the most of this month, and I'm wishing you a happy end of this year. Namaste, and I'll see you guys next time.
Hey guys, thank you for checking out this episode. If you'd like to support the podcast, go to anchor.fm/Q-inspired life and choose your subscription model. Your support is much appreciated. I'm wishing you an amazing day. See you in the next episode.